Overreaction Monday on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 with Fred Landry and Lopez. Bill O'Brien currently at the podium. We're going to go live out there right now. What did you miss? He hates to lose. He says 6 to 8 plays separate each NFL game. He said J.D. Clowney is an aggressive player who made a mistake, and him jumping off sides did not cost him the game. He gives the Colts credit, and he also says Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton are damn good football players. We go live now to Bill O'Brien.
You're talking about this week now, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a shorter week, you know, and now you're in the middle of December, so there's nothing more important than the health of your team. So, you know, you've got to do a good job of making sure that these guys are rested and energized for the Saturday game. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for us to go on the road. You know, I think there's only another, you know, one or two other games on that day being played in the NFL. It's a big day, and, you know, it's a big challenge. You know, the Jets, you know, I've been watching them now all morning, last night. Jets, I don't care what anybody's record is. You know, that's the thing. You know, these guys, you know, if you watch, let's just say, Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams, in my opinion, is just a great safety. I mean, he can run, he can hit, he can cover. He is all over the field. You know, Leonard Williams up front. Sam Darnold, you know, you let him escape, you let him start making plays, you're going to be in a bind. You got to stop the run. So it's a big challenge, but I know our guys are, you know, they're excited for it, and we've got to have a good week here. Yeah, they're all different, but they all they're all different in their skill set, but there are some common themes, you know. And I think it's, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of the way that college football, high school football is being played now. These guys are very good in the pocket. They're able to deliver the ball. They're very accurate. They're smart. They really understand their own offenses, and they do a good job. But then they're all able to extend plays, each in a different way. And so because of their athleticism, that's really when they're dangerous in the pocket. They're very dangerous when they get out of the pocket. They start running around. It's hard to plaster guys, keep guys in, you know, disciplined enough to stay in coverage. And now they can either run or they can throw it downfield for big plays. So they're all athletic and they all can extend plays, and that can be a challenge.
Thanks.
All right. Well, there you go, a little B.O.B. for you. So nothing too, revelatory.
We missed a little bit of it during the break, which we are going to replay for you, or at least the cuts of it at some point today, I'm sure. But, you know, you talked about I think, I know, I fear. And,
yeah.
And one thing that he said there is right in my I fear wheelhouse. So, you know, he talked about Clowney, and you were listening during the break, Landry. He basically just kind of let him off the hook a little bit, said he's an aggressive player. Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah, I can get that in like just 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, right, we'll get it.
No, and listen, the one thing we know about B.O.B.'s not going to throw any of his dudes under the bus.
No.
All right? And I'm not mad at Jadeveon Clowney.
Unless they're not
Clowney.
In shape. We
that's it.
That.
Yeah. Other than that, don't, you know, that if there's one thing professional athletes should do, it's be in shape. What you got? You got the Jadeveon Clowney clip?
Yeah. Yeah, this is B.O.B. on J.D. Clowney and jumping off sides at the end of the game.
Look, he's an aggressive player, okay, and you never want to take away that aggressiveness. You know, in that situation, he made a mistake. You know, I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you that. Andrew did a good job on that play. They did a good job. Frank did a good job of getting their guys coached up on, you know, look, there was a sense there that maybe they were going to run the football. So from our defensive players, or from J.D. there. So, look, JD's a very aggressive player. He's made a lot of plays for us. We didn't lose the game because of that. You know, we lost the game because we had 4-5 3 and outs. We gave up 199 yards passing to one receiver. We didn't play our best game on special teams. Give the Colts a bunch of credit. They did a better job than us. I think that's really more what it came down to.
I mean, he's 100% right.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier that the Clowney thing is going to, a lot of people are going to latch onto that, but that was just an exclamation point. That was like, oh, well, I guess they're not going to do it, you know, now that he did that.
You know, I like to use this phrase, but I mean, to me, it was just a microcosm of the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that embodied everything that game was about. I mean, it was just a day late and a dollar short, and just, Little things cost the Texans the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. Offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, you know, you don't realize how important a guy like DeAndre Carter is until he's gone, and not having it, because I think having him in the slot
or QT even.
Well, QT for sure, but I mean, yeah. We're at the point. I mean, like I said, I'm not even mentioning him until this guy is a regular contributor on a week to week basis. Until then, I mean, you know, it is what it is with him. But no, you just with not having that slot role, and there was a, I think Lamont tweeted out a play from the game where I think he held the ball for like 4 or 5 seconds, where you know the second, you know, where the offensive line, and see, this is where the offensive line gets a bad rap sometimes, because yes, there are times where they are justly criticized because they just don't hold up. Mm-hmm. And then there are times when they do hold up and they do give Deshaun time to throw, but he holds on to the ball for too long, and the next thing you know, he's taking the sack, and then you're sitting there saying to yourself, well, there goes that offensive line again. I just feel like this offense, for days like yesterday, where the run game doesn't get going, this offense shouldn't be predicated on the fact where if the running game's non-existent, then the rest of the offense is goes for broke.
And let's be very, very clear about something, because you know I mentioned that there were a lot of elements from the first three games, 0-3 start that we saw yesterday. We saw I mentioned, you know, QT was hurt, offensive line, running game. You know, secondary got exploited. Those are all things that we saw in the 0-3 start.
Yeah.
You know what else we saw, and we haven't mentioned him really in a bad light in months? Nobody's talking about Deshaun Watson holds on to the ball too damn long.
And he doesn't see what's going on at the line of scrimmage.
Way too long.
He should recognize the nickel blitz a lot quicker than he does.
No, even if he does recognize it, he tries to scramble out and look that. It's like kind of like what B.O.B. writes, you know, just said there about Clowney. You don't want to take away his aggressiveness.
Exactly.
You don't want to take away Deshaun's, you know, ability to extend a play. But man, I mean, some of those I was like, just throw it away.
They've got to do a better job of moving the pocket for him.
Something.
I'll tell you what, it is baffling to me why after 13, 14 weeks of the regular season, this team does not move the pocket more for Deshaun Watson. That's one of the, like I said, and you know, you watching the Chiefs yesterday, that's one thing that they do with Mahomes really well, is when they're in a bind and they know the defense is coming, they load up one side and they move the pocket. Listen, Mahomes is not the athlete when it comes to running that Deshaun Watson is, okay? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll give Mahomes the advantage when it comes to arm talent, but when it comes to running with the football, I'll take Deshaun Watson all day, every day. He's great outside the pocket. Why they don't do more to let him do more things outside the pocket is just, I haven't figured it out yet. Because that's, especially on a game like yesterday where your offense is struggling.
But you're right. I mean, I agree with you, but I'm also saying just when there is a pocket and there's not really a good escape route for him, or they're not moving the pocket, just, I think at least once led to, like, he knocked him out of field goal range, or they were getting close to field goal range and he took a sack, and I'm like, God, just throw the ball away, man.
Gotta learn how to do it. Got to learn how to do it. All right, coming up next, we will play the hits. What went down in the NFL yesterday, and where do the Texans stand come playoff time after losing yesterday? Not as bad as you think. We'll tell you why next. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop on a Monday.